this Monday's edition of the Punda Game. This is the setup. What is the punchline? Where does a sheep get its hair cut? Yvonne in Galway.
Sheep gets his hair cut in a barber.
Perfect delivery. Oh,
that's fantastic.
Take all of the applause because you deserve them today. Can I actually tell you about my own hair?
Go on, it's looking luscious.
It's terribly long though.
Very long.
Terribly long. And I had a shower this morning, hair dripping wet. And actually went to take a photo and it turned out blurry. Seems I have selfie steam issues. Yes. Is that a genuine
That's
laugh?
That's a genuine laugh. Wow. That is a genuine laugh. I should have actually, you know, brought this one because it's connected on the animal theme that I don't know if we're going with today, but since you started off with sheep jokes, who knows? Why do bulls make terrible salespeople?
I've never considered this, but why do bulls make terrible salespeople?
Well, Dave, they just charge too much.
If you've ever been chased by a bull, you'll find that one good. What do you call a beehive without any exits?
I don't know.
Unbelievable.
No, that's appalling.
Unbelievable.
What? I didn't notice when I was searching these jokes. Yeah, very on the animal theme. Or, well, you know, fish. What do you call a classy salmon? This is descending into a farce. What do you call a classy salmon?
Let's not bother with punchlines, because nothing's better than that setup. What? Wait, give it to me again.
What do you call a classy salmon?
I don't know what you'd call a classy salmon.
Sophisticated.
Fish.
Sophisticated.
So fish. So fish.
Sophisticated. Which you can decide either sounds either like Sean Connery or someone from the west of Ireland. You decide.
Sophisticated.
Sophisticated.
Sophisticated. She's a fierce sophisticated with all technology. Don't know the bee one.
Yeah, I do.
Why don't the bees leave their hive in winter?
Because it's too cold. Isn't it?
Swarm.
Oh, for God's sake.
Swarm. Swarm. No. Nothing.
That's no.
Nothing. All right.
We could actually have another kind of Sean Connery delivery right. related joke.
R.I.P. Sean Con.
What did the librarian say when the books were a mess?
Neela Sagam.
We should be ashamed of our shelves. You like that one? You did.
Oh. Poor Sean Connery. We're not doing him great honours, are we?
Not the best impersonations.
My girlfriend asked me today if I had seen the dog bowl. I didn't even know he could.
How do we end up with so many animal jokes today? What is going on?
Let's see if this one works from Anne-Marie in Killooney, County Sligo. Why is dark spelled with a K?
It just is, I don't know.
Because you can't see in the dark.
Oh, for God's sake, yes. This is what I love. Bring in more spelling and grammar jokes, please.
Let's hear from Scott and Kells.
What's the difference between a fish and a piano?
What is the difference between a fish and a piano, I hear you ask yourself?
You can't tune a fish.
Scott only delighted on himself. Well done, Scott.
Bonus points for the laugh.
Yeah.
At the end.
We do say this because we love... Your delivery will always be better than our delivery, I think. When it's your joke, you have to own it. So
exactly. It's like us, you know, trying to do the work for you. We're just not going to do it the same. You know how you like your sandwiches made. And us trying to butter your sandwich is not going to be the same. We'll have all the ingredients. We'll make the sandwich. But only you truly know how to deliver your sandwich to yourself.
That's exactly it.
That's a roundabout way of saying you're better at telling your own jokes than us.
Did you hear about the passionless baker? It's very specific.
No, I didn't hear about the passionless baker.
He doesn't really care about his work. He just needs the dough. Can't we just get Scott?
Me and Scott enjoyed that, didn't we, Scott? Ah, yes, didn't we? Yeah, we did. My favourite old cousin. This is a sad story now, so tone down your mood. Yeah. 5-year-old cousin was admitted to hospital yesterday evening. Ate a load of coins. 5 cents, 10 cents, 20 cents. Rang this morning. See how he was feeling. No change yet.
No change. I was genuinely worried.
No change yet. No change.
I was trying to think. I met your family, you know, Scott, when we were there for like
Yes, Scott. Yes. At least one of us likes it here.
I was like, did I meet this 5-year-old cousin? Are they okay?
At Coins, no change.
No change.
Do you have one more?
Look, I think I'm just going to finish on, because the day it's been now.
Yeah.
I might as well recap.
Marking this one off as not suitable for Fionnuala, but everyone else finds it funny, don't you?
Before I started here, I unfortunately got fired from the calendar factory. So that's how my, yeah. Do you know what I did, Dave?
Took a few days off.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. Didn't I tell you now? That was the right way to end this.
We were going so well today. Can I finish with an on-brand one?
Go on.
What would happen if you were to see this radio station being robbed? You would become an eyewitness. Unbrand.
iRadio in the afternoon. With Dave and Fionnuala. Hey! iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.